Rave Radio. It's Tuesday, October 7th. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants Rays. Daily Rants Rays are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro. Ingram Micro is that distributor that distributes everything home AV and pro AV, and you can check them out, of course, at ingrammicro.com. I know a lot of people listening out there do digital signage, and the numbers of people doing digital signage, of integrators doing digital signage, is growing every year. Right now, we represent about 22-23% of the total digital signage market, with the rest of the digital signage market being integrated by IT companies and advertising agencies for the most part. One of the things about digital signage I think is intimidating to integrators is the complexity of networking everything together and the media player. When you go to Digital Signage Expo, which is a show that's every March in Las Vegas, it's the biggest digital signage show in the world, you'll see that there are over 50 different media player companies, and it can be intimidating to get into that segment of the market. However, there's one company that's AV-focused that has a unique take on media players. Instead of building fancy PC-based media players, they've built the simplest way for you to get into the digital signage market. The company's called Videotel, V-I-D-E-O-T-E-L, and you probably know them from making industrial-grade DVD players, Blu-ray players. Well, they actually have an automatic looping function for those, and a lot of people use these industrial-grade, small-sized DVD players and just put them in a loop mode and put their content on DVD and distribute it that way. It's perfect for a K-12 educational facility or higher education facility or a small corporation where you have one person that can be in charge of upgrading or updating all the digital signs every single week or every single month, or where you don't have the need for dynamic content, meaning you don't have the need for attaching content like weather or stock ticker or news to whatever it is you're showing on your digital signage display. So this is an interesting way of doing digital signage. It's a real simple way of doing digital signage, and it's something that you should consider. Now, we have an article on our website right now at ravepubs.com where we talk about this particular digital signage player. You can see it's because the title's Videotel Ships Industrial Looping DVD Player. So all you have to do is go to our website and then you can Google on our website or search on our website Videotel, V-I-D-E-O-T-E-L. And in addition to seeing that article, you'll also see all the videos we've shot of them at various trade shows at various times that we've met them in the industry. So that's one way of doing digital signage. Consider it. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening to my Data Ranch Rays. Talk to you tomorrow.